USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Day six of a partial government shutdown. The U.S. Senate coming back into session today. And a Republican Senator, Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, says he's willing to take things slow if it means eventually getting the funding for President Trump's border wall.
And this problem's not going away. We need to secure that border, and there always will be that pressure of, oh my gosh, here comes several thousand more folks bringing drugs and human trafficking and just otherwise good people, but they're coming here illegally. Yeah. So if Schumer will buy into that, I think we can make some movement.
He was speaking on Fox and Friends. Stocks open over 300 points lower today after the Dow set a single-day record yesterday with a more than 1,000-point gain. Reports about renewed tensions between the U.S. and China apparently have investors in a new sour mood today. And this is USA Radio News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we promise you'll get better parts, better prices every day. Our stores are stocked with high-quality parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices, and our friendly, well-trained professionals are standing by to help. So stop in and see how five simple words drive everything we do. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Police are still looking for the man who shot and killed an officer in California's Central Valley. Corporal Ronil Singh was killed during a traffic stop early Wednesday morning in Newman, southeast of San Francisco. The 33-year-old officer had been with the department for about 7 years. This was a friend of his.
It just really hits home, and just got off work, and, you know, it's the most I can do is just put some flowers here, and I wish I could do more.
The 33-year-old officer had been with the department for over 7 years. The suspect's truck has been recovered, but the suspect is still at large. As this heavy travel week continues, severe weather alerts have been posted in parts of the southeast U.S., with cold air from the north mixing with moisture from the Gulf of Mexico, bringing heavy rain, severe thunderstorms, and other types of precipitation from the southern plains to the Mississippi Valley. A tornado watch has been issued for parts of Upper Texas. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
We told you moments ago the Dow Jones Industrial Average had opened more than 300 points lower today after that huge over 1,000-point gain yesterday. Well, we're just getting word the Dow is now down over 500 points in mid-morning trading on Wall Street. Speaking of investing, taking a look at your finances at the end of the year is a good idea, according to many financial experts. With more, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
This is the time of year when many folks start looking at their finances and plan for stuff moving forward. Dan Geltrude is a CPA. He joins Fox News and talks about some of the things you need to be doing right now to set yourself up for success in 2019.
Well, the first step is you want to review your assets, your liabilities, your income, your expenses. That's your starting point. If you're going to talk about New Year's resolution, everybody wants to lose weight, this is the equivalent of getting on the scale. You got to see where you are today, your assets, what you own, liabilities, what you owe, your income, what do you have coming in, expenses, what's going out.
Yeah.
The reason assets and liabilities are important, do you think you need to get rid of some assets in order to take care of some liabilities, especially after the holidays?
And meanwhile, 17 million Americans will start seeing bigger paychecks next week as 22 states and the District of Columbia are raising their minimum wage, either effective December 31st or the first day of the new year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.